You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Yeah, sad day today if you're a fan of his. Ozzy Osbourne died earlier this morning at the age of 76. Just 2 weeks after his final performance, he performed with Black Sabbath, as many of you may recall, 2 weekends ago in England. I think they did 4 or 5 songs. He also did a couple of his solo songs. And the surviving members, well, they're all surviving. The remaining members of Black Sabbath all brought him out a cake as a farewell.
It was like a 10-hour show. There were tons of bands.
Metallica, Anthrax was there. Slayer was there. Yeah. It was an incredible lineup.
Now, we talked about it with Bob Edwards in the last hour. Mm-hmm. Check it out on podcast, or it'll also be the bonus hour. And he talked about how Ozzy was the inspiration for metal, for hard rock. I am seeing a bunch of stories that had mentioned that he was inspired by the Beatles.
Well, I believe that.
Really?
I believe it.
And specifically a couple of songs. I don't remember what songs they were.
Probably Helter Skelter would be one of their heavier ones.
Can we talk about what in the Sam Hill is going on in Cass County, where multiple agencies have been called in, neighborhoods have been evacuated because someone who passed away in that neighborhood, family comes in to go through their personal effects, and they apparently find this treasure trove of homemade explosives.
Is this the chemist story that Dan was talking about at the top of the hour?
We would entertain calls on this if you live out there. The area around the home in Strasburg, Missouri, has been evacuated out of concern for possibly dangerous pyrotechnics. According to the Cass County Sheriff's Office, the Lee's Summit and Independence Bomb Squads were routed to the 400 block of Mill Street, just east of Pleasant Hill, around 1 o'clock this afternoon. The late man's family members were clearing out his home when they found materials, quote, that they were unsure of. They said the man was a retired chemist, so they called in the bomb squad as a precaution. So far, officials have identified old nitrate. Not sure what that is, but I wouldn't know, and I probably would have called police too, as well as Class B fireworks, among other items in the home.
Nitrate, NO3, is a compound of nitrogen and oxygen, naturally found in various environments like air, soil, and water.
Okay.
I'm reading the same thing that you're on, obviously, Sam. It can pose health risks, but usually in infants. Okay.
Now, is ammonium nitrate is... That makes it go boom.
Well, ammonium nitrate is what they used at the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995.
So, you know, families clearing it out. Like, let's say old Uncle Bob was a chemist. They start finding things, and they're like, You know, Bob liked to tinker in his basement. We should probably call someone as a precaution, and then here we are.
But why are we evacuating an entire neighborhood?
Because I think when the bomb squad's called in and they did identify some potentially explosive material, you have to do that.
But isn't there explosive material in every home?
Can you imagine for 1 second if they don't clear the neighborhood?
Well, yeah, you're right.
And then kaboom?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know what happened the last time they didn't clear the neighborhood.
That's what I was without saying, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Did you hear about the human remains found by the potential buyer of a new home while they were doing inspections?
Boy, you're filled with death today, aren't you?
Human remains have been found by a potential home buyer as they were inspecting the home in North Carolina. If you were to describe this property, Scott, would you include that in the...
Probably not.
Happened around 6:30 last Wednesday. Someone interested in buying the home pulled over to inspect the house, believing it was abandoned. It wasn't.
Well, it was.
Exactly.
There was somebody there. They just weren't breathing.
Autopsy results reportedly determined that the remains belonged to someone who died of natural causes. No further information was released. Can you imagine? Knock, knock, knock.
Well, who goes
three in, bedrooms, got well, two no, no, baths, no, and a dead guy in the backyard?
You're missing the lead. Who just goes and looks at a house because it, quote, looks abandoned?
I would not.
That's how you get shot.
I would not.
And can you describe how a home, I'm not raising my voice at you. I'm raising my voice at the moron who went and looked inside this house. How does a home look abandoned?
You know it when you see it.
And so when
like boards in the windows, right? And so you're looking for an investment property. Oh, that looks like a fixer-upper.
The person was still in the home when they died. Who boards up their own house in anticipation of their death?
I guess the bigger question is, how come no one else realized there was a dead person there?
Overgrown lawn, things starting to fall off the outside of the home.
Right. No trespassing sign.
There are homes right here in Mission that look abandoned.
When I do it, Scott, when I go onto someone's property because I think it looks abandoned and might be for sale.
I'm a little sus on
this person
who went and looked in the window.
Person had been dead for a very long time.
Okay.
Which again begs the question, how does that happen without anyone knowing there's a dead guy there? But I digress.
Okay. From the text, let me just clarify this from the text line. It was announced that Malcolm Jamal Warner died. No one's talking about it since Ozzy's death was announced, kind of like when Farrah Fawcett died on the same day as Michael Jackson. Actually, texter, let me clarify this. We talked about Malcolm Jamal Warner
all day
yesterday because he died over the weekend. He died on Sunday. News got out yesterday. And we certainly did talk about Malcolm Jamal Warner. Somebody else says, screw this stuff in Cass County. Get back to talking about Ozzy. He was a rock and roll icon. He was. We had an extensive interview with Bob Edwards, the program director from 98.9 The Rock, and that was at 3 o'clock. So if you want to go back onto the podcast, we went in depth.
At 2 o'clock, at 3 o'clock.
With Bob Edwards and talked
about
Ozzy
Osbourne.
And if you
are looking for Malcolm Jamal Warner, we talked about him all day yesterday. I still cannot believe an icon from our childhood is gone. He's your age, Scott.
He is my age. He's 54 and so am I. Here's something I read on, I believe it was in the USA Today. The most Googled search item yesterday was, where can I see the Cosby Show? The answer is nowhere. I believe it was Peacock and Apple TV that last had episodes of the Cosby Show. But once he was convicted, and I have to remind you, I had forgotten about this, that conviction was overturned on Bill Cosby. I'm not saying he's innocent. What I'm saying is the conviction was eventually overturned. But once he was convicted, and I can't remember the year, but it was, you know, a decade ago or so, and he did serve 3 years in prison. Once he was convicted, every streaming service pulled the Cosby Show. Now, I'm opposed to that, and we had this brief conversation yesterday. I can easily separate the art from the artist. It's not hard at all for me to do that. I would still watch the Cosby Show. And I think it's an incredible injustice to the other actors on that show. And let me tell you why.
Would you watch a show starring O.J. Simpson?
Yes. I would watch the Naked Gun series. Again, they're funny. You know? I mean, they still show highlights of O.J. Simpson from time. I mean, not very frequently, but from time to time.
Yeah, it involves a Bronco.
Well.
Why is it okay to go and do that with some artists or actors and not with others? For example, you will never, ever hear R. Kelly's music.
No, you never will. And you'll never hear P. Diddy's.
I wouldn't know either way. You will still see reruns of Seinfeld. They're on reels all the time.
Michael Richards,
yes,
notoriously, infamously,
now,
screaming.
He didn't go out and drug and rape a bunch of women.
No, but he used a horrible racial slur repeatedly.
I think it would be different if he were the star of the show.
Well, he's one of four stars of the show.
I will give you this, Scott. It was an ensemble cast. And so one of the things I read about Malcolm Jamal Warner, sadly after his death, is he had done an interview saying, you know, this was such an amazing snapshot in time and that there are professionals everywhere that have PhDs that went on to get advanced degrees because of our show, highlighting a successful family who happened to be African-American that was the family next door. And one of them was a doctor and one of them was a lawyer. And he said, you know, even when there were horrible things going on, we could always hold that up against the bad stuff. We could say, but we still have the Cosby Show. Yeah. And Bill Cosby took that away.
And here's why I think it should still be on television. Number one, it was wholesome. Okay. Whatever Bill Cosby was doing when the cameras weren't rolling is
notwithstanding.
That's right. I didn't know if I would be using that properly.
You can.
But here's the other thing. it was wholesome entertainment. Shut up, Sam. And if it was still on the air, the actors and in that show and the people who were behind the scenes would still start getting residuals again.
Sure.
You can't
it's punishing the entire cast
because of the sins of one man. And, you know, Felicia Rashad and I'm drawing a blank on a couple of the other actors on that show, Lisa Bonet, they're not getting any residuals off of that show.
Yeah.
And other than playing Apollo Creed's wife in the Creed movies, where have you last seen Felicia Rashad, you know, or Lisa Bonet for that matter? The cast of Friends, they make $20 million a year.
Yeah.
Just on the royalties of Friends. Just on the royalties. They never have to work another day in their lives.
And when Bill Cosby draws his last breath, he should cut a check to every single person that worked on that show that has lost that because of him.
And nothing.
He won't, but I'm saying he should.
And nothing against Malcolm Jamal Warner, who I thought was just perfectly cast as Theo, and I know we got to get to break. But when was the last time you saw Malcolm and Eddie in syndication on television? You know, and he even says in a USA Today story that I read earlier, he wanted to be remembered for his post-Cosby work. Well, listen, man.
He's Theo.
You're Theo. You're Theodore Huxtable. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Listen to this crazy story. 9 people have been hospitalized after a carbon monoxide incident in Garnett. What makes this story interesting is who went in an ambulance. Just wait. One citizen was hospitalized and 8 first responders.
Oh, my.
8 first responders and 1 resident were all sent to the hospital after a carbon monoxide incident in Garnett, Kansas, Friday night. Around 10:30 p.m., the Anderson County Communications Center received a 911 call reporting a patient in cardiac arrest at this home. Authorities all go. Mm-hmm. Upon arrival, they initiate life-saving resuscitation efforts for the patient. They get the patient back, get a pulse, all the things. And then during the response, everyone inside that's helping starts to feel like, what's going on? You know, when there's a 911 call, Scott, fire goes, police go, you have an ambulance. Like there's people there. In this case, there were 8 first responders that ended up responding. And then someone goes, whoa. Are you guys feeling a little, is something wrong? They get a what do you call that thing? That machine that goes boop, 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 that thing.
Readings, carbon monoxide detector?
Readings revealed a fatal level concentration in the home. 3 additional ambulances then had to come with additional safety personnel to get the safety personnel into the ambulances.
You know, that's something I need to do, and I need to be better about this.
God!
When I lived in Roland Park, I had a carbon monoxide detector in the house. It was an older home. It was 60 years old.
What?
When I moved to Western Shawnee, I never bought another one. And I don't know what I did with my old one. I must have thrown it away when I
moved. You want to die in your sleep?
No, that's what I'm saying. I need to be better about it. I need to get a carbon monoxide detector.
I've got like 15. We don't have them either.
You don't have them?
Sam, and you have an older house.
We do have 2.
Did she just go all mother on you?
Yes.
She does all the time. We do have
Sam,
2 smoke
Home
detectors.
Depot all the time. Just grab one, plug it in, and be done.
Hold on, bro. You have 2 smoke detectors in the entire house?
Yeah, one in the kitchen, one at the top of the stairs.
I'm going all dad on you right now.
How many am I supposed to have?
One in each room.
I don't know about one in each room, but I know for a fact, like, just in the upstairs, we have 1 in the master primary bedroom and 1 in the hallway. Outside
didn't
of
the I tell you
bedrooms.
At one point when I did call 911 because my carbon monoxide detectors were going off, they went through the house. They also looked at the smoke detectors. And one of the firefighters says, yeah, this is kind of overkill. Like, I had that many.
when a firefighter is telling you that your smoke detectors are overkill.
Calm down, crazy. You have too many smoke detectors in here. Because I had children upstairs. I had children downstairs. Their friends would come. Like,
did they really tell you
there
that?
There was not a space in that house that didn't have one. And then when the batteries went out, my God, it was like, where's Waldo, drunk and blind, trying to figure out which one it was that was beeping.
Or two.
Or five.
Or three.
So, wait, hang on. So, new house that you just moved into.
Yeah.
All right. Very cute.
Mm-hmm.
Not the biggest house I've ever seen you in.
Nope.
How many smoke detectors and carbon monoxide? Wow.
Probably, well, four.
I need the truth.
Four, because two of them are double. You know, they're like the smoke detector, carbon monoxide, dual. Expensive at Costco, but they last forever.
Well, if the carbon monoxide reaches the ceiling, you're already going to be dead.
That's true.
I think this is one that you put down by the floor.
Well, smoke rises and carbon monoxide goes down. So one way or the other, you're dead.
I'm going to tell on myself here a little bit.
It's more than four.
No, we bought it at Costco about 2 weeks ago on that Sunday where I thought we were going to lose our lives because don't ever go into Costco on a Sunday ever. And we get out and we had felt we were so traumatized by being in a Costco on a Sunday with the 96 trillion people that were there trying to get free samples. Mm-hmm. We came home and we just set everything down. And those are still on the floor in the dining room, but we will put them up tonight. You have reminded me.
So is that six?
Nope, four total.
Four total.
Yeah.
Okay, but smoke rises.
Correct.
Carbon monoxide goes down.
I know, but the dual systems, they know that.
Do they?
Yes, they do. They do.
Okay, I don't really need one in every single room.
No.
That seems like overkill.
No, but you would need them in... You just wait till you have children, Sam. I can't wait just to watch the journey that will be Sam's anxiety once he has children. He's going to be like, remember back when I only had two smoke detectors and now I have 46? That's what's going to happen right before our eyes. No. And I'm going to go, yeah, I'm not even going to tell you I told you so because you used to call me crazy. And now here we are. Look who's crazy now.
Now I have 46.
Rhymes with Sam.
Oh, my gosh. Do you guys want children?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Huh.
If you take the number of children, there's an equation here, okay? There's an algorithm. I'm going to share it with you. You take the number of children he ends up having and you multiply.
By what, three?
Per child. I'm going to go with two. Per child, that's how many smoke detectors he will have in the house.
I'm just surprised you only have two, Sam.
I used to live in a gigantic home growing up that my grandparents bought, and we had two smoke detectors.
My grandparents told me that it was nice that I lined my stuffed animals up when I was 8 years old because, quote, if there's a fire, that would be an easy way to get them out quickly. There's so many things wrong with that statement, I don't know where to start breaking it down. Number one, that in a fire, they would want me to go in and rescue my stuffed animals.
Who said this? Your
my
grandparents?
My grandma! And then there is a photo of me, I will find it, smiling next to my stuffed animals, and they are all in a line.
How?
And she goes, well, that's smart in case there's a fire. We had never had a fire in our house. We never knew anyone who had a fire.
Yeah.
And then from that moment forward, I was terrified we were going to die in a fire.
But between your grandparents and Big Juicy, who is just three shades to crazy, how do you not have like a weekday planner filled with psychologist appointments?
Yeah. Remember the fire blanket?
Yeah, I do remember that. You know what I did with the fire?
Don't you tell me you
threw no.
Retardant. I gave my extra one to Dan.
You gave yours to Dan?
Yeah.
She didn't want to save Dan in a fire with a fire blanket. She wanted to save you.
Dana, I'm not. Hang on.
I have two in my house.
I gave them to all my children. And do you know what they said, Scott?
Thanks.
Again?
Thanks for the therapy.
She had already sent them to my children and I gave them all to my kids and they go, again?
I have one per smoke detector my house.
You can never be too careful with the fire retardant blanket.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Hey, Big Juicy.
Hey, y'all.
I have a confession, honey.
Okay.
Hi, Mama.
Hey, honey.
We were talking about Dana's neuroticism in regards to smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors and everything.
And Eton Pates.
And Eton Pates and Adam Walsh and all that stuff. All these things have come up on the show today. And she was commenting about how at the old house in Leawood, she had a smoke detector in every room. Right now, they only have 4 in the new house, but probably getting more. And the topic of the flame retardant blankets came up.
Yeah, I sent y'all one.
Yeah,
I sent all of y'all one.
I know. And I have to confess to you that I didn't see that blanket being used in my future, so I gave mine to Dan Weinbaum.
Oh, my God. You're going to be sorry someday.
Tell him what might happen, Mom.
Well, if you ever have a grease fire, you throw that little blanket over it on the stove, and it smothers the fire because you never want to put water on a grease fire.
That's right, Mom. I have one in my car. I have one in the kitchen, and I have one in the little room out back. And I gave all of the children one. And what Scott doesn't know is the one he gave Dan, I took down off the wall and gave it to Jack, and now he has 2.
Oh, my God. Well, I sent you 8.
Oh, I know it.
Now, but wait a minute. Ask Dana what Jack said when he was given a second blanket.
He probably said, oh, my God, I'll never use this. And I hope he doesn't.
No, I hope he doesn't, too. When I gave him the other one, he goes, again? I said, buddy, you can never be too safe.
Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth.
We had an entire conversation today, Mom, about the milk carton generation and Adam Walsh and Eton Pates.
I know. I just saw that about Eton.
And I was trying to explain to Scott that really did traumatize my entire generation growing up. It really did.
Well, you heard they're reversing the conviction on the guy that took Eton.
Yes, that's what we were talking about. But do you remember when I was growing up, I would never leave your side at the store because of that case and Adam Walsh's case?
Yes, it was frightening.
Do you think Dana needs to see a psychologist?
No, we're just very careful and very safe conscious.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Mom, to this day, I'm 51 years old. I will not leave your side in a Sears.
Wow. Did you just make an Adam Walsh joke?
That's not a joke. I'm actually being serious. I don't let the kids, when they were little, Mother, you know this, I wouldn't let them go to the bathroom by themselves. I don't, because of that time that we grew up in the late 70s, and then we had that little girl go missing in Topeka.
Yeah. I do have to admit, we watched too many 2020 Dateline, mm-hmm. 48 Hours. So we know of all the evil out there, see?
Oh, I just, we started last night this, it's not new, it came out like 5 years ago, a documentary about the Night Stalker on Netflix. It's very good.
Oh my God, yes. And then we just finished the Netflix, the documentary about the girl missing, Amy Bradley, that's missing from the cruise ship. And, you know, oh my God.
She texted me the other day. I haven't talked to her in days. And instead of saying, how are you? What's going on? Mom goes, oh my God, there is a woman. She was tossed off a cruise ship. You've got to watch it. Run. And I go, Mother, I am trying to watch nature shows at night so I'm not have so much anxiety when I go to bed.
Well, it was because you liked the guy in a band when we were on a cruise, and this guy in a band was accused of taking Amy. So
I don't think they ever found her either, Mother.
I think she's, I don't know, it's just terrible. But I just try to think there's more good people in the world than evil. They just don't have shows about them.
That is true, Mother. That is true.
So
she went missing. Hold on. Because I'm looking up her Wikipedia page. Amy Bradley went missing in March of 1998 on a cruise to Curacao.
Yes. Yes.
And they're still looking for her 27 years later?
They have not stopped looking.
Huh.
They think it's like a sex trafficking thing.
Okay, see, you see why I'm crazy?
No, I know why you're crazy.
I love you. Thank you for my 9th fire retardant blanket, and I hope there's never a fire. But if there is, I feel very safe. I got one in my car, too.
We're taking Robbie for Taco Tuesday, so we're going to go.
Okay, you have fun. Drive safe.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Be well. Bye, Big Juicy.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
She always will get that in there at the very end. She'll say, I love you. How are the kids doing? Did I tell you about that Netflix documentary about that woman missing off the cruise ship? She literally puts this stuff in my head. I don't know why. And then I'm like, well, there goes my next vacation.
Yeah, she was on board the Royal Caribbean cruise liner, the Rhapsody of the Seas.
Oh, God.
And she's been missing for 27 years, 3 months, and 28 days. Huh. Let's go to Sonia in Olathe. Hello.
Hello, Sonia.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, good.
Well, thank you.
Hey, so listen, I just had the fire department come to my house because when I first moved in my house 20 years ago, they came in and saw my smoke detectors, and I realized I hadn't changed them since they came in the first time.
And wow.
I know. And it's because you guys were talking about fire blankets a couple weeks ago. It reminded me that I need to get those changed. So they installed new smoke detectors, and they put one in every bedroom. The new recommendation is one in every bedroom.
Every bedroom.
And even though there is a smoke detector right outside in the hallway, because all of our four bedrooms are right there by each other, they have one out in that hallway, but they put one in every bedroom.
Okay, that's good to know.
Why?
Well, because, Scott, you're told, your pediatrician will tell you this, that you're supposed to shut the doors at night. So the one outside the hallway shouldn't actually beep as soon as the ones that are inside the bedroom.
But I'm curious. I mean, what is in a bedroom that's going to start a fire?
My point exactly.
Oh, Scott.
It's not necessarily that there's something that's in the bedroom that's going to start the fire. It's going to keep, as soon as the fire gets to your bedroom, rises that to that point, you're alerted.
You're
and
dead.
You have about 20 minutes if your door is shut to get out.
That's right. You are supposed to sleep with your door
like
shut.
That's why it lets you know that there's smoke on the outside of the door.
I never sleep with the door shut at my house.
You are always supposed to sleep with the door shut.
To sleep with the door shut because it stops, it slows down a fire. You should go watch a YouTube video about why you should sleep with your door shut.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to turn into you or Dana.
We'll throw that into the mix tonight, Sonia, after the missing woman on the cruise ship. And Scott, I will tell you this.
All right.
She is right. You're supposed to sleep with the door shut. And when you say, how does a fire start in a bedroom? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Candles.
My kids don't have candles. You're not allowed.
Faulty wiring.
There are only two candles in the entire house, in the master bathroom and in the kitchen.
All right.
My kids were not allowed to have candles in their room.
That is a good rule.
No incense, no candles, no nothing. You don't get to light things on fire.
In your room.
In my house. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So beef prices have reached a record high in the United States. According to this story here, ground beef spiked 12% year to year to a record $6.12 per pound. Uncooked beef steak is up 8% over the past year, reaching a record of $11.49 per pound in the United States. Now, you may be wondering, why are the prices of beef so high? This story from the Associated Press is years of drought have made it more expensive for ranchers to feed their cattle. Cattle prices are high, so ranchers are now cashing in while they can, selling their cows instead of using them to breed. And if ranchers do want to grow their herds, it's hard to come up with the tens of thousands of dollars to make that investment, especially when borrowing costs are so high. Okay. Apparently there is video of the near collision between the SkyWest jet and the B-52 over North Dakota.
Oh.
A concert goer at the North Dakota State Fair recorded footage of a B-52 bomber and a SkyWest jet on a collision course, but he didn't realize what he was watching was a potential disaster unfolding before his very eyes. His name is Josh Cattermas. Said he was in the crowd on the opening day of the annual fair on Friday, waiting for the B-52 flyover when he aimed his cell phone to the sky. He tells NBC News, "We could see the exhaust from the B-52 far to the east, so I started recording as it was announced to the crowd that the B-52 was going to fly over the grandstand." What he also wound up catching was faint footage of Delta Flight 3788, which is operated by SkyWest, heading into the exact same airspace as the B-52. Huh.
Did you see that the military today is blaming air traffic control? They're saying that the B-52 was on an FAA-approved flight path before the near miss. But what they were saying yesterday was that in Minot, North Dakota, there is no radar. It's visual from the tower only, correct?
So basically, they didn't give enough information to the regional jet pilot.
Correct. Well, he didn't know anything. He said he was completely unaware that there was supposed to be a B-52 flying in the same airspace.
But it's certainly not his fault. I think he's the one that saved everybody.
He should have been told that before entering the airspace.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Hey, there's a giant plane.
So the Air Force said today in a statement to the Minot Daily News, "We are aware of the recent reporting regarding commercial and Air Force aircraft operating in airspace around Minot International Airport. We are looking into the matter."
Okay.
The FAA stressed the air traffic controllers manning the tower at Minot Airport work for a commercial contractor. They are not FAA employees.
Minot Air Force Base says the B-52 crew was, quote, not advised of incoming plane during the flyover. So you have the left hand doesn't know the right hand is over there.
Right.
And you have the right hand that doesn't know the left hand was over there only because the pilot of the commercial jet saw with his eyeballs, not because of radar, that B-52 is that plane saved. That's it.
Oh, without question.
He saw it.
Without question.
Did the aggressive maneuver, saved everybody. Had he just been looking out to the left instead of out to the right, everybody's dead.
And the Department of Justice is days away from sitting down with Ghislaine Maxwell to find out if she has any information, and you know she does, about who Jeffrey Epstein had go with him on these.
We all know what that report's going to say,
though. She's in prison for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Why ask her now?
Well, because it has become the topic in Washington.
Yes, it has.
But
the facts of that case have been the facts of that case for the last 20 years.
Well, but the attorney general came out 3 weeks ago and said he committed suicide. Okay. And there is no client list. There may not be a client list. But if anybody were to know who the creeps were, and we all know, or we can deduce that these are powerful, rich men on the East Coast.
Read the Vanity Fair articles. They are very well researched on who was on those planes.
All over the world.
Prince Andrew is one of them. And she would know. Now, I could see why she might want to talk.
No, don't you dare say they're going to give her time served. I think...
No, I don't think they'll give her time served, but I think they, in exchange for information...
Okay, then what does she get for it? Because she
gets a reduction in her sentence.
No,
absolutely not. The only thing that she can do to stay alive
is keep the secret.
She led those girls to slaughter.
I understand, but Dana, I would be in support of a reduction in her sentence in exchange for prosecutable, if that's a word, testimony where we could go after the real creeps.
She was
who destroyed these lives.
Convicted of sex trafficking, right?
Yes.
To whom?
Exactly. Exactly.
She has zero incentive to give up those names. She didn't before. Her only incentive is if they say, all right, instead of 20 years, you can serve 10. That's not justice. She should have been given life for her role in what happened.
I don't disagree with you, but she's the only one who really, really knows. You would agree with that, right? Who the creeps
were. Well, and the men themselves.
Yeah, of course. And they're not talking. News coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.